everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. I am Françoise Rhodes. All right, we're kicking into the travel portion of the show. If you missed the first hour, it flew by. We had Diane Funk with the Indian Wells Arts Festival join us. And then we had Lalo Alvarez, psychic reader, clairvoyant, with us in the last half hour of the show. We had a couple callers. He talked to Sean about... Sean is future. Hey, Sean, you were in there getting a reading with cards or something?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, but you don't have to talk about that on air because you were very open in the last. So sorry, folks, if you missed it. But if you want to talk to Lalo, you go to his website, which is lalovisions.com. Again, that's lalovisions.com, or give him a call at 760-401-1810. And all of that information is on the Traveling with Françoise website. You want to go to that website for all sorts of it changes up every week with all the weekly events going on. We have travel page. We have the television page. We have our contest page. So much stuff on the website. Again, it changes weekly. And if it looks like the same information you saw last week, that means you have to refresh it. Because let me tell you, this whole website is constantly changing. So, all right, in this portion of the show, this is the travel hour of the show. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Steve Canold in, and Lalo's going to stick around with us, Alvarez from Adult Customized Tours, and we're going to talk about some phenomenal trips they have coming up. Now, everyone's been talking to me about their trips. I'm hearing from more and more of you that go on the trips with ACT, who travel with them, who have never traveled with them before. You just started travel with them and with me as I get to host some of the trips, and you are really, really happy with what you, everything working with Adult Customized Tours. So stick around for that. We are presented by Hanson's Overhead Garage Door Service. And let's see, next weekend, I will be next Saturday. I'll be back on KSQ Channel 3. Where I will give away the winner of the overnight stay at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel and a trip on the train. So if you haven't signed up for that, you need to go to the website and sign up for that right now. That contest will close on Friday. And the website is travelingwithfrancoise.com. All right, Sean, now we have opening. I had those tickets to give. I still have plenty tickets to give away to the ANA Inspiration, which is the first LPGA Major of the Year at the end of April. And then the Indian Wells Arts Festival is coming up at the Tennis Gardens, March 31st through April 2nd. If folks would like those, Sean, I'm just going to let you take any time during the next hour. They can give you a call and ask for either the ANA or the Arts Festival tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
We'll make it real easy. We won't have time to put you on the air today, folks. Just one of those days. You know, we have to change it up every now and then. But Sean will get your information, and these are tickets I will be mailing out. So anytime in the next hour you would like a set of these tickets, talk to whoever you're taking with you, see if they can go. And give us a call at 760-440-8255. So I'm doing this a little different. I don't normally just let you call and talk to Sean, but that's okay. Go ahead, call and talk to Sean. Again, it's for the ANA Inspiration, $70 value on these tickets, or the Indian Wells Arts Festival, which is $26 value. All right, let's see. Here's something. We were talking about trains there just a minute ago, and, of course, Coachella Fest is coming our way. We have that and Stagecoach, and this was something Amtrak was going to do. I wish that Amtrak could somehow get a regular route here to and from the Coachella Valley. They were going to have the Amtrak party train from L.A. to Coachella. It's been canceled, and all the money's there. That's the weirdest part.
So... what? Does it say why it's canceled?
They're just saying they couldn't get all the components together because, you know, they do share the tracks out
right.
with the Union Pacific Railroad, who has priority. Since Union Pacific owns the tracks out there, they have first rights. They get everything. And Amtrak has to work around their schedules, which sometimes, I know I took a ride from Amtrak to the Coachella Valley on like a fun run to show us the media how fun it would be to be riding the train back and forth. However, we stopped in Banning. There's a side station that we stopped. We were there half an hour while one of the freight trains had to go by. They had priority. So here we are just in Banning, sitting on the train, waiting, and that really messes up a whole trip. So I don't know. Amtrak so far hasn't been able to work it out with the Union Pacific to where they have a little bit more priority on their train travel. But now there's a two-track system that on the last... was it this last Traveling with Francois television show, remember, on Thursdays, Fox 11 at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m., where they're building dual tracks all the way into New Mexico. And once that whole dual track system is in place, they will be able to have upwards of 100 trains a day running from L.A. out, because L.A. is an originating location for the trains right here. They end up in L.A. So anyway, hopefully that will help the Amtrak situation and get us, because I could really see a beautiful train station here in the Coachella Valley and people going back and forth to L.A. That, to me, would be a ton of fun. So anyway, wildflowers are out there. Borrego Springs, just so you know, love Borrego Springs. I'd go out there and plan to spend a day or two. If you want to look at the wildflowers, stay at the resort out there, go to lunch at Arches, dinner. Don't be in a rush, because I hear that the traffic is backed up about 2 hours worth driving through Borrego Springs right now, looking at the wildflowers. Because it's a blanket of wildflowers out there. I hear it's spectacular, but you can go to the website, visitborrego.com, and they have a wildflower hotline for you to call and check it out. And so right now the wildflowers are blooming. Sean, we had someone that wanted tickets to something. What did they want?
Well,
Who was it, first of all? The last one was
Indian Wells Art Festival.
Oh, Indian Wells Art Festival.
Yes.
Okay.
And she was very happy with the show. She wanted to give my compliments, or she wanted to give her compliments to you.
To me? to Lalo. More to Lalo than me. Who was it?
Her name was Cynthia. She's from Marietta.
Cynthia, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. But I know you're thinking of Lalo. It's okay, though. All right. So, again, through the entire hour, if you'd like some more, I have more tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Just give Sean a call. Or if you want A&A Inspiration tickets, 760-440-8255. And all the sponsors on the show today, I would just really like for you to go to the website and check it out, because we have so much to cover. It's just, I'm going to be honest with everybody. When I was really sick with that virus and barely functioning, I kind of booked some guests that I didn't realize I'd booked until they sent me an email saying, "Oh, we'll see you on Sunday." And I went, "Oh, okay." Yeah, I know. I was kind of messed up. But that's okay. We'll just change it up a little bit today. That's fine. Not a problem. We can do that here on the show. I pretty much covered everything. Oh, the Blue Angels episode. I'm still flying high on that one. That was an incredible experience. I just don't know how to beat it. In fact, people are saying, "What are you going to do after that show comes out?" I have no idea. But I do have some trips planned, so maybe that'll be my next feat out there, taking Traveling with Francois on the road with perhaps adult customized tour. Can you see me on a bus with a camera?
Yes.
Yeah. And microphones? I don't know. Who knows? We have a lot coming up, but just... Steve, my cameraman, I have a lot of Steves in my life, he is working on it. I'm going to go today see a rough draft of the entire show. I'm really excited. Can't wait, because I haven't even seen the video of me in the cockpit yet. They GoPro'd the whole thing. So I haven't even seen any of that, but I was doing it, so I guess I don't need to watch myself do it. But I'm really excited about that show, and it should be out not this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday. So, and I'll give you a heads up on that. All right, on that note, I think we will just step aside for a moment. When we get to come back, we're going to talk to Steve and Lalo. Lalo again, but he's going to shift gears and talk about travel. Steve has some great, you guys have great trips coming up. Kenya, you have Cuba. Everybody's talking about your Cuba trip. I even love with the Nashville trip that you have out there. I like that one as well. There's so many of them. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. All right, I'm going to have my guests come on up to the microphones. We were talking about my Blue Angels experience. And joining us in studio, again, always fun having you guys in, is Steve Canault. Hi, Steve.
Where are you? Hello.
Now, you've been in there for half an hour. Now you're just getting yourself all set. Well, you're just going to be talking to me. You don't even need to have the headset in. So
I don't need that.
Yeah,
yes.
You're good. All right. So, Sean, we're okay with that mic in there. He's good. And then Lalo, you're sitting over here to my left. Little people, do they know that you have traveled the world as well? That you, both of you, have been all around the world. And Steve, you have had adult customized tours for how long?
Well, okay.
No, I'm not trying to date you.
No,
or anything.
Well, you're married, first of all. Yeah, well, Adult Customized Tours has been around since 1995. However, I've been customizing tours since 1976.
Yeah.
And then the adult in Adult Customized Tours comes from the adult school. The Palm Springs Unified School District used to sponsor everything we did. I used to teach, and they asked me to create a global classroom for adults.
It's interesting because this is where people get confused, and you're very good about explaining this to them. Adult Customized Tours is not Steve's a travel agent that you call and you want a discounted seat on an airplane for whatever or something. Adult Customized Tours, you guys take tours, take adventures, take experiences, and you customize them so the people that go have really a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
We are a tour operator. We're licensed with the State Attorney General's Office as selling wholesale we're wholesale sellers of travel. So we sell to associations like AARP Riverside, to the various chambers of commerce, to certainly organizations and country clubs. But we're not a if you wanted a trip to Fresno and back, you go to a travel agent. We're
right.
A tour operator.
Tour operators. And that's when I am learning, folks. I didn't understand all of this because people will ask me, Francoise, are you a travel agent? No, thanks. I'm not. I'm not an expert on travel. I just love to travel. And when we started talking, you have allowed me to host some of the trips, and I'm really having a ton of fun with that. But hosting doesn't mean that I'm telling the people out there what's going on. You have guides that know these areas, that know all this stuff. You have guides that go on your trips that explain what's happening.
Absolutely.
Not just
absolutely.
Someone who thinks they know something.
Yeah, there's a difference between an escort and a guide.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo is sort of the trip designer. He goes on to these destinations before we offer them to the public, so we know what we're selling. But it's been a fun ride.
Well, yeah, I'm
almost as fun as the Blue Angels.
Well, yeah, that's going to be pretty hard to beat. Now, Lalo, last time you were on the show, if I recall, you said one of your favorite. And pull your mic up there. You're sitting back, all relaxed now. He's done. You know, he's laid back. You said one of your favorite experiences as far as travel wise is going on a safari.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And the reason now, not that would not be for everyone, a safari. I mean, I would think there are people that would scare the heck out of them.
Why wouldn't it be for everyone?
I don't know, Steve. Because people, you hear them, and I think it should be. I think everyone should experience it.
Anything that makes you feel like a kid again is the goal of travel. Listen, we had 112 people leave yesterday for our China trip.
Isn't that incredible?
And when people around that bend, after they leave Beijing, go up to Badaling, and they see the Great Wall of China for the first time, I tell you, the people in the adults in the motor coaches act like kids. Oh, let me. It's like going to Egypt and seeing the pyramids or anything that you've heard about all of your life. So in a safari vehicle, when you round a corner and there is a pride of lions, you get the same reaction. Oh, so I think that unless you're jaded with the world, this is something that would appeal to everyone.
Well, and I think it's because not everybody's a worldly traveler. They're just learning, and they have, they have a dream of going on a safari, yet the people that have never been on one are the first ones that say, oh, well, you don't want to do that because, I don't know, the lions are going to jump in a car or something. But that's not the case. They do this all the time. And Lala, what is it about a safari, going on a safari, that you love so much?
This is very excited experience of seeing so many animals all around you, and it's like fascinating. It's hard to explain.
They don't feed the animals. I know it sounds like a dumb question, but it's true. People, I tell you, I just wanted you to explain, to go on an experience like that. They're well organized.
Well, yes.
They're thought out for the visitors that come through, but you're still getting an experience of a lifetime because you're out there in nature.
In nature. And open, watching every animal.
Hmm.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean,
well, the difference between going to the living desert, which I love,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and say South Africa or Kenya, where we're going in a couple months, yep. is there are no walls. I mean, these mm-hmm. animals were there before humans, and they're not being tracked. They don't have collars on.
Oh,
and yeah. You know, you take something like Kruger National Park in South Africa, which is the largest game reserve in the world. It's the size of Vermont. You don't know what you're going to find. Mm. And what Lalo just said, the giraffes, the zebra, all of these animals, a lot of them that you don't know, that you wouldn't expect to find, are there. You know, the big five, the lions, the elephants, the
zebra,
leopards,
giraffes. I see a picture in front of me. Because you have
the lame and the meek. No, the leopards and of course, the Cape buffalo.
And you have a trip here that's completely. This is not a safari. This is completely different. This is Kenya's Great Migration. Now we see this on television on the travel channels constantly. It's fascinating to watch this. Fascinating. And you have a trip with Adult Customized Tours. This is Kenya's Great Migration. It's going to be in August. And tell us about this trip.
Well, Patricia Schultz, author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, describes it as the greatest spectacle on Earth. And indeed it is. The animals, of course, are migrating from the grasslands to southern areas where there's water because and we're going to be there in the middle of it. Now this trip starts in Nairobi and ends in Nairobi, and this is where Karen Blixen, Isaac Dennison, who wrote Out of Africa, has her home and the giraffe sanctuary. We start there, but we go to Lake Nakuru, which is where the flamingos are. If you saw the movie Out of Africa, when Redford and Street fly over and see all these pink flamingos in flight and things. Just getting there is a game drive, because once you leave Nairobi, you're out in the wilderness to the eastern edge of the Serengeti in the Maasai Mara, they call it, the mighty Maasai warriors. But this entire program is designed around the Great Migration. We are going to go where the big herds of wildebeest jump the rivers, and we're going to capture all of that. So it's a photographer's dream trip. Mm-hmm. And again, if travel makes you feel like a kid again, this is one not to be missed. And it's a great price. It's half the price of almost anyone else.
Well, yeah, it's $49.95 from LAX.
Yep.
I mean, right there. Yeah, that's.
And by the way, you know,
it's
when
12
you,
days too.
The consternation of some people, especially retired people, on these safaris has less to do with seeing animals than it has to do with the perception that you're going to be staying in tents.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't happen. We're out all day watching these animals, but we return to the finest lodges and hotels available, and actually outside of Nairobi, they're all safari lodges. But the same ones that that Abercrombie and Kent and Mikado Tours, same lodges that they use, and all of your meals are included.
Wow. So again, folks, this is August 12th through 23rd, Kenya's Great Migration, $49.95 from LAX. Now, some people are concerned, do they need, of course, they have to have their passport, we know that. They have plenty of time, I think, still, even though they say that passports, there's a little bit of backlog on passports. For this is a first-time trip. You have a lot of new people that are discovering Adult Customized Tours. They're going on these trips for the first time. They're at that stage in their life where they want to do these things. They want to experience them. What are a couple tips, Steve? Before we go to break, we have a couple minutes here, and then we'll come back with some other stuff. But what are a couple tips that you want them to take care of right away? If anybody's thinking about going on a trip out of the United States, what would be the first thing they need to get done? Passport would be one, but besides
that. Go to the bank and take out a heavy withdrawal. No, I'm joking.
It's just, he does joke a lot,
because
folks.
Everything is included. What is it to buy in Africa?
So they don't need to worry about shots or visas.
No, nothing is required,
yeah.
But we are, you know, we have the standard line, as usual, check with your doctor and blah, blah, this and this.
Mm-hmm.
They recommend yellow fever, not even malaria. But a lot of times recommendations will be made for things that are at your discretion, like hepatitis A, rubella because of drinking water. Well, everybody drinks out of bottled water.
Yeah.
Of all the trips we've done to Kenya and Africa, nobody ever returns sick.
Yeah,
they return with smiles on their face. And by the way, people that say this is such a long flight, we have we've negotiated a special deal with KLM Airways, $2,500 more. You fly round trip business class from Los Angeles.
Jeez. Okay.
Very, very unheard of. South Africa Airways charges $6,100 as an upgrade cost. We can do it for $2,500 if people act on it fast.
All right. And all ACT's information is on the Traveling with Francois website. But your website's really easy, as well as act-tours.com. And the phone number is 760, I know it by heart, 322-1247. What do you think of that?
That's worth an upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. And really what you're saying, here's what I want to point out before we go to break, is when you talk to Steve and Tina and Linda and Lalo, you guys are going to say, okay, this is what we're doing. Here's what you need if they need anything. It's that simple.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they don't have to worry.
All of the tenets of the adult school we have, we send out newsletters prior to the trip, so you'll know everything. Four-page newsletters. We have documentation meetings. Nobody does that. If you sign up with anyone else, you just get your documents 15 days in advance. But we have all of this pre-stuff. So.
Which no one reads, and then they call you up and say, what time am I supposed
to be?
Now,
don't be that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm laughing because when I got the writer for the Blue Angels, I went, okay. And then he said, now, you did remember to bring your thumb drive. And I went, oh, wait, was that in the paper somewhere? Yeah, I did. Yeah, sure. Anyway, okay, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about Cuba. You have a great trip to Cuba. You have the Grand Ole Opry. You have day trips as well. So much going on. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Today we have just flying through these 2 hours. Like I told you, you can win those tickets to the ANA Inspiration. Just give Sean a call and ask for them. We have two of them. First LPGA Major of the Year, and $70 value. You can go any day. Or Indian Wells Arts Festival. You can also call Sean and ask him for those at 760-440-8255. Of course, I want to thank all the sponsors of the show. Go to the website. Check them out. You've heard their commercials, but we also have Angel View Marts. The Angel View Marts. We have the Braille Institute. We have Desert Arc Attire. We have Country Club Cleaners. And so we want to thank everybody for being part of the show. And ACT, Adult Customized Tours. So it's been quite a journey that we are having together with all of us. Does that sound right? Anyway, joining us in studio is Steve Kunold and Lalo Alvarez, and the founder. Steve is the founder of Adult Customized Tours. Now, let's talk about Cuba, because you brought this up at your free every month, and I tell you guys about it on Facebook, on the show. I tell you to go, remind you to go. You have your free Travel Club of the Desert meeting at the Best Western in Palm Desert right off 111. Very easy. Go in there free. You give stuff away. You have great speakers. You talk about upcoming trips. You answer questions. You hear about trips from your clients they all come to the meeting. You talk about a ton of things for 2 hours. It's a lot of fun. You, in the last meeting, in the March meeting, you brought up this Cuba trip. I mean, let me tell you, all ears kind of went, what? This, and I, one of Corinne, a couple that I know that have booked through you several times, they love Adult Customized Tours. She and I were talking about the Cuba trip, and she said exactly what you said, Steve, at the meeting. She said, I want to go and see Cuba, but I want to be able to go back on the ship. That's my focus of the trip. It's not a bunch of other places, it's Cuba. And tell us about this trip.
Well, the Cuba portion, Lalo, who is the vice president of ACT, put it together. But Royal Caribbean, it came to us and they said, what can we do, again, to get you, group business? Because we have 109 people going to New Zealand in November with Royal Caribbean. And I said, I like the Cuba is what everybody wants, not the Caribbean and not the Bahamas or the places that every Cozumel, we want Cuba, but you only stop there one day. And I said, so give me a call if you ever do more than one day. So they listened, and they came back, and they said, okay, We've got on October 2nd a trip and I also said I wanted it to stop in all places in Key West because this is where Hemingway lived. Ernest Hemingway divided his time between his home in Key West and a village outside of Havana, which is where he also set the Old Man and the Sea and blah, blah, this and that. So this is a five-day cruise, and I said we don't want to go to Cozumel or Cancun and the normal places. This goes first to Key West for the full day on October, you're there October 3rd, and then you have two full days in Cuba, in Havana. Now,
and the ship is your hotel.
The ship is the hotel. You unpack ones, all of
incredible.
Your meals.
Yeah.
They have special cultural lectures on Cuba. This is all people remember. You have to get a visa to go to Cuba, but they Royal Caribbean makes it easy. They will issue a visa when you board.
Mm-hmm.
It's $75, but that's $75 is a fraction of what it costs when our other trips went, because you have to fill out about 5 pages. You can't just go there. The government doesn't want you to go and just lie on the beach in Havana. You have to put together some cultural people-to-people visa type of activities, which we have done. 2 days in Havana, full day in Key West, from Palm Springs, flight to Tampa, Florida, overnight at the DoubleTree Hilton Resort in Tampa, Florida. All taxes and port fees, $16.95.
Yep. For those of you saying, no way, I have it right here in my hand, $16.95 to experience Cuba and not have to worry about staying in a hotel. You're going to stay on the cruise ship with all the food and everything. This is a phenomenal trip.
This gives you a chance to go to Old Havana, which is a World UNESCO Heritage Site, and the new part of Havana. This is where the culture is. And of course, you can take in the Tropicana that night, to the famous nightclub, which was so famous in the 50s. But it gives you the entire next day to go to places like Hemingway's home, go to the tobacco farms, get outside of Havana. Trust me, when you went, Lalo, you went to Trinidad and some other places, long drives, but the infrastructure in Cuba is such that there's no there. Mm-hmm. Everything is in and around Havana. Mm-hmm. Trust us on this, the fort and all these other things. You've got two full days to do that.
And this is, I know you've already had a lot of people sign up because hands were shooting up left and right saying they
want to
go. We
haven't even had to advertise it. It just gets around.
And
people, if you contact us and get us on give us your email, we don't flood you with emails.
No.
But we'll keep you apprised. We do these unusual trips, whether it's Kenya or Antarctica or Cuba, Papua New Guinea, or even Nashville.
I know, because you see I have this in front of me. No passport needed. You have 4 days in Nashville coming up, and that's in August. I'm sure that one has a ton of people already signed up, because that's a fun trip for $9.95. It's a Grand Ole Opry plus historic solar eclipse. But you also do a lot of day trips. So they just really need to go. You need to go to the website, folks, act-tours.com, or just give someone, Tina, Linda, Steve, or Lala, just call them at the office and you guys will send them out all the info they need. It's really that simple. And then get on their e-blast. But I want to talk about something because we're getting close to running out of time here. Next weekend, you will be, and I thought it was Wolf, by the way. I made a mistake. I was calling it the Wolf Walk. You're walking with wolves, but you're actually, it's a Wolf Walk, W-O-O-F, and it's to benefit the Joshua Woof. Tree, no, wolf, there you go, woof, no kill shelter, Pioneer Town, and Pappy and Harriet's next Saturday, March 25th, 10 a.m. to 1. You two are both going to be there.
Yes,
and Lala, what are you guys going to be doing?
We'll do the auctioneers.
You're going to be the auctioneer?
Yes, we will.
Really?
Yes.
You're the host, too. Aren't you guys going to be standing up talking to everyone?
We have raised about $20,000 over the last couple of years for the Morongo Basin Humane Society. And we are the traditional auctioneers for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a joy because this is a no-kill shelter.
Yep.
A lot of animals from the Coachella Valley that have been dropped and abandoned wind up there because when these facilities here get full, the high desert will take them in, and it costs $14,000 a month to keep these animals alive. So we do everything we can to benefit
them. Save the pets.
Well, you really do. You do a great job. And you're gonna, registration includes one wolf walk lunch provided by Pappy and Harriet. So you're going to have raffles, vendors, live auction, contest, animals available for adoption, blessing of the animal. Are you doing that? Are you blessing
that? No, I'm
not. You're not going to bless the animals? I thought you would do that. Okay. But you can sign up. It's really, they can just show up too.
I mean, and come up and introduce yourself and tell them you're a Francoise friend.
Yeah, that's good.
Go up there. And again, it is... I was trying to see if there was a number on here. Registration is $35. Collect $60 in pledges, and the registration is free. So it just is a win-win all the way around.
Oh, it's fun. And, yeah. And Pioneertown, if you haven't been up there, it's a scenic drive. You know, you mentioned the wildflowers are also in bloom in the...
Up there, the high desert,
sure.
And you can bring their pets. You can. There's prizes for best trick, best dress, and musical sits. Okay, that's musical chairs for dogs. All right, you guys.
Which will not be conducted by us.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Always love having you guys on the show. Ton of fun. I will see you soon. And again, adult customized tours. It's that simple.
Happy trails.
Thank you. Yes, thanks. All right, folks. We need to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. All right, we have one more topic to cover today as the show just flew by. I told you it was going to be a little bit of a different format today. You have to do it once in a while when things, so much is happening here and around the world. Joining us right now on the line is Paulina Larson, and she is with Fashion Week El Paseo. Hi, Paulina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you are more than welcome. I was at the opening last night. It is going to be one busy week right there on El Paseo with Fashion Week. So let's just start from the beginning and go through it.
Okay, great.
So you all the events started last night. Now tell us, for those that have never been to a Fashion Week El Paseo, I know you have your website that they can go and see the events happening, but tell everyone about, there's a fashion show every single night. What are the components of Fashion Week? What can people experience?
Yeah, of course. Well, we have a nightly show every night. As you mentioned earlier, started last night with three designers who kicked off our day, which people can expect every night show to start with a cocktail reception. And then also the fashions that you see on the runway, they are available to be purchased because we have trunk shows the following days. So it's a really great experience for consumers to be able to experience accessible fashion. You may be familiar with New York Fashion Week, and this is a little bit different that we in Palm Desert, because we actually have the capability of giving people what they see on the runway, whether it's with a personal fitting with the designer or with one of the retailers that we partner with.
Well, and there's a lot of things about what we have here, our Fashion Week, that is so fantastic. Because I was talking to someone last night who said I have been to Fashion Week in, I think he said, Thailand and some other places. And he said, people don't realize that those are all invitation only. You just don't show up and say, I want to go to Fashion Week. He said the opportunity that people have here to be able to purchase tickets and go to an actual runway show and see all this, he said they're very, very lucky.
Correct, and it's very unique in that sense. So aside from the fashion shows and the trunk shows, we also, for Michael Costello and the Starter Project Runway, we will be having a meet and greet with them to get a little bit of more insight about their experience being on the show and what they had to go through to be where they are today. So we have a little something for everybody. And also another special component of Fashion Week is it's how we tied in with charities. Mm-hmm. Tonight we actually will have our Le Chien Doggy Couture show that benefits the Humane Society. And as you know, they're a non-kill shelter. So that'd be a big fundraising event for them. Or not only will we have models, but we'll have four-legged models that we're very excited to showcase on the runway.
Yeah, I was there last year for that show, and who knows if it's going to happen this year, but if I recall, a pig actually walked the runway as well, all dressed up.
We have surprises, yes.
I bet you do. And you talk about Michael Costello. I'm a big fan of Project Runway. I want to stress this, folks, that you can go to the panel, meet and greet Michael Costello and the stars of Project Runway, and that is Tuesday at 10:30 in the big white tent that's on the second floor of the parking garage at the gardens on El Paseo. Now, a lot of folks were saying, oh, I don't think that's open to the public. They didn't realize it. And that is for Project Runway fans, that is huge.
Yes, it is. It is. It's a really, really rare opportunity, and it's huge. And we have a great turnout, and it's on El Paseo, and we're celebrating all of their designs. Some of the designers have even made collections just to show at Fashion Week, El Paseo. So that's great.
And now I noticed in the tent this year, there's a whole new lighting system. It's always been professionally done, but every year it just gets a little better and a little different. And this year, of course, so different. You have this huge lighting system up. And when people are seeing a fashion show for the first time, for those that really want to go, give them a little bit of a heads up, Paulina. What are they going to experience? Is it just models? Boom, up and down the runway real quick. Do they hear from the designer? Tell us a little bit about a runway show.
Sure. Well, the experience is very unique. As I mentioned, we open our doors typically at 7 o'clock for an hour and a half cocktail reception. Attendees will be able to mingle with one another, really enjoy the ambiance of the celebration of Fashion Week. At around 8:30, we ask everyone to go to our second tent, where is the runway, and you mentioned the lighting. Folks will take their seats, and our production will begin. And the production is very straightforward. We really want to celebrate fashion, and so we don't typically have presentations. We really like the clothes and the fashion to speak for itself. And we start with a runway with music, and there's professional models walking, showcasing all of the fabulous clothing that the designer has made, and it ranges from half an hour to 45 minutes, but it's a really, really interesting and unique experience that we're able to offer to folks.
And then ask around, folks, because there's after parties all over there, all over town for Fashion Week. There are fun after parties. Now, Paulina, how can people buy tickets? Can they walk up and buy tickets to the favorite show, the show that they want to go to? Do they buy them online? Let's make sure everyone knows how they can buy tickets.
Yes, so people can buy tickets by going online to fashionweekelpaseo.com. They can also come visit us at our ticket booth that is up and running. It's located in the upper parking lot of Saks Fifth Avenue in the gardens on El Paseo. We're there from 11 to 8:30 selling tickets. We do recommend that people buy the tickets in advance, mm-hmm. Just to ensure that you have your reservations made, and when you come back, we're not sold out.
All right. And typically, what do ticket prices run?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. What do ticket prices normally run?
Well, we have, they start at $35 for students and go up to $90, $80, and it depends what type of seating, and percentage of sales do go back to the charity for that particular evening.
Right. And then tonight, I was looking at Monday, but tonight is Lachine, and it's benefiting the Humane Society of the Desert. Also, tomorrow it is the Girlfriend Factor. They're the beneficiaries, and then the list goes on. So when you're doing it, remember, folks, not only are you going to a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to experience a fashion week right here with professional models, professional designers in a professional setting with the runway, the lights, the whole thing, you're also giving back to charity. So it is a win-win all the way around.
Correct.
All right. Well, Paulina, is there anything else that you want to add to make sure everyone knows that the Fashion Week, again, runs, started last night, and it runs until next Sunday?
Next Saturday.
All right. And then,
what
I'm looking at, and then the trunk shows. I don't want to miss the trunk shows.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the trunk show. I'm actually standing outside of the gardens on El Paseo next to Saks Fifth Avenue. We have a trunk show today with our designer who showed last night, Christopher Bates, Adam Lippies, and Michael D. So we'll be here till 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I can tell you, the fashion looks amazing on the runway, but when you are able to see it up close and touch the material and talk to the designer, it's out of this world. So we encourage any of those listeners who want to come visit us, Like I said, we're right here at the Gardens on El Paseo at the pop-up shop located right next to Saks Fifth Avenue on the second level.
All right. And the big white tents, there's two of them now. I remember when there was only one, but now there's two. It just keeps getting larger and larger. It's on the second floor of the parking structure at the Gardens on El Paseo. Paulina Larson, thanks so much for joining us today, and I'll see you out there.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll see you out here. Take care.
All right. Thanks. And again, folks, the website is fashionweekelpaseo.com. And go. It really is a lot of fun. All right. We have just, like I say, we have been cranking it through this show. Sean, you have been answering the phones. Thanks for giving all those tickets away to everybody. You also had a private reading. Lalo, for those that missed the first hour, is a psychic. He is clairvoyant, all sorts of things. He did a reading on you. He had a couple callers. And how did your reading go with the cards?
It went well. Yeah. I already text my wife, and I was like, I'm kind of tripping on my reading.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, what happened? I was like, I'll just explain it later.
Doesn't Lalo have such a wonderful demeanor about him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Very comforting, very honest. And if you're a little bit of a skeptic, which he knows I am, he teases me about it. There's just, he just has such a good way about him.
Oh, yeah. It's like you said, there's this vibe or aura just kind of around him. It's very positive.
I know. And that's interesting. And thank you for letting him do that, because I didn't think you would jump on that.
I told him last time he was here that I wanted to go see him. I haven't been able to go see him.
I know.
I think I still have intentions of going to see him.
Yeah. And sitting in a section, in an area not in the middle of a radio studio
right.
with us.
Checking
with all
time. I
kept
kind of looking at the time a little bit. Okay, we're good on time.
Yeah, we're all staring at him. Huh? What's he going to say? I'm going to jump right back over to Fashion Week one more time. I don't want you to forget, folks, that B. Alston's Jewelers, during Fashion Week, they're on the lower level at the Gardens in El Paseo. They're giving a percentage of each sale will be donated to Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley. And right now they have the Bellari line in there, which is spectacular. So many colors, so beautiful. So please do me a favor, go on in there and check it out. All right. I don't want to start too much of anything else right now. So I'm going to basically wrap up the show. Next week, what are we doing? We're doing something different next week also, Sean. And this might be a little challenging for me because I haven't had a guest on like this before. I've had doctors come on and talk about traveling. I've never had an eye specialist to come on and talk to. I know a few people get styes when they travel in their. Yeah. I don't even know what a stye is. I don't know if it's a big pimple or what, but I think it's your eyelid. We're going to find out. But a lot, we panic if we can't see and we're traveling. We're in a foreign country.
Oh yeah.
That's pretty darn scary.
Yeah, no, that's beyond scary.
Yeah. So Dr. Hal Lee is going to come join us and talk about that. In the first hour, we're going to try to catch up on a lot of things that we fell behind on today. We'll have more tickets for everything next week. So if you didn't get any today, I'll have some more for you. We'll be doing that next week. I will be on KESQ Channel 3 next Saturday morning at around 6:40. If you haven't signed up for the Grand Canyon Railway trip, you need to go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. There's an E at the end of my name, don't forget. Sign up for that trip because that closes on Friday. And I'll put all the winner's name in a big barrel. We'll draw that winner on TV. I want you to like us on Facebook. Don't forget Traveling with Francoise on Fox 11. On Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. The Blue Angels show is coming up soon. Won't be this week. It'll probably be the next week. We'll get that out there. And check out the website for all the weekly info that I didn't get to talk about today. I'll have it all posted by tomorrow. It'll give you a heads up on what's going around town, whether you buy it, it's free, or whatnot. On that note, I want to thank all my guests, my callers, everyone. Have a great week. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.